This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I'd be shocked if we don't see D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio move up. I would have been surprised before this move. Now I'll be shocked, whether that's the first round or it's the second round. I'll be shocked if they don't move up for a more premium player there. Now, the Texans need, guys, this is a lot tighter race for me, Ron, than I thought it would be. I thought I was going to be inside O-line, no doubt about it, no-brainer. There ain't even a close second. And I'm still interior offensive line. I think guard, center guard, which you see all the guards, a couple of guards that are probably going to be available, at least in the reach of the Texans. I'm still at interior O-line, but I think that wide receiver position that O'Leary and Stafford brought up a couple weeks ago, I do think that is a bigger – that's a bigger issue and a bigger void than I think I probably gave credence to originally. And I think O-line, interior O-line and wide receiver are the two big, I think, just flashing neon signs in terms
absolutely
of needs for this team.
What we've been talking about.
Yeah.
The first round, at least.
Yeah. Also, on the defensive side of the football, I think interior defensive line is somewhere where if there is a premium player that they can go get, I think D'Amico will bolster that, get younger on the interior D-line as well as bolster that D-line. And then I think something to look for, look out for, just keep your eyes open for, is the RB2. There ain't no way in hell. I know Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans will sell it. They'll sell the hell out of them. But you got two special teams guys right now. Like what do your two backup running backs do? Oh, that you lead with special teams. That can't be the case. You got it. There's got to be a guy at the running back RB2 position that brings more to the table. So I think that could be one of the early picks as well. So keep your eyes open there. The Texans' needs are the same. Now the front office tendencies, Ron, that we've talked about consistently recently. Nick Caserio is a mover, which we didn't have to wait till the draft started to figure that out. Hell, he's already moving and shaking. They got the extra pick this year in the third round. The extra pick next year in the second round, and he's moved. I don't even know if this counts as one of the moves, Ron, but we've said it a bunch. He's moved up in the draft 13 times since 2021. That leads all active GMs right now. So you've got a front office and a head coach that's not afraid to get aggressive early and often.
One way or another, yes, this damn sure counts. Shoot, This is what five or six picks that went back and forth in this deal with Cleveland. Damn, Cleveland, boy, I thought maybe Cleveland was like maybe we just stopped messing
maybe
around.
Maybe we ought to block the Texans.
But no, they made deals, they made moves. No, this is him being aggressive and I think this is we've seen him go either way. I do agree with you, and we talked about it. I think this is a moment and a time to get aggressive to move up. To go get somebody, I harping on this, and I've said this multiple times, Clint. They haven't made any move to me, with the exception of Tunsil. But then that was a move of like culture. They haven't made a move that says, "Damn it, we are going in to compete with the top of the NFL."
Yeah,
they made multiple moves like that last year. They haven't made that type of move yet this year. And this could be a move in that direction if they are going to get aggressive and to go get a guy that they want. Because I don't know if there are more than 20 real comfortable jump in day one starters, and obviously even less at the positions they need, receiver and O-line.
What Ron's talking about is the Texans. We had a little breaking news when this segment started. If you just jumped in, the Texans have already made a trade. They traded a 2025 fifth-round pick and a 2027 fifth-round pick. They packaged those two draft picks up, one this year, one in 2027. They shipped those to Cleveland, to the Browns, and in return, They get three picks in this year's draft, a sixth-round pick, a sixth-round pick, and a seventh-round pick. The significance there is obviously the Texans are trying to put it, they're trying to sweeten a package to get a deal done, whether that's to move up for earlier draft picks. Maybe it involves a player, Ron, that could come over in a trade. Either way it goes, stay plugged in to Sports Radio 610. Nick Caserio is already making moves. This is a big day, and we got you covered. We are down here at Avenida Plaza, right next to George R. Brown Convention Center, and there is food trucks, there's drinks, there's partying going on, there's tents everywhere. There's already people out here starting to thicken up. We're starting to see some jerseys, and we're rocking and rolling. The last piece of putting a bow on what all we've discussed this year, some of this stuff ad nauseum, to be honest with you, but I want to put a bow on it for all the people, Ron. The players that the Texans have been linked to, I got four of them, and I think a couple of them more so than the others. I may be missing somebody. If there's somebody you think of, please let me know. But I got Kelvin Banks Jr., the offensive tackle, left tackle we've discovered his entire career at Texas. Kelvin Banks Jr., Tyler Booker, which is an interior guard for the Alabama Crimson Tide. I mean, he is supposed to be tried and true, cut from the same cloth as Will Anderson. That's the guy that's probably been most tied to the Texans. Obviously, Gray Zabel, which is a guy that is just an interior offensive lineman that could potentially be reachable for the Texans in the first round. We'll see. And then Emeka Ebuka, he's the wide receiver with the at Ohio State that they've been linked to. Am I leaving anybody off the list or you know, there's some guys we'd like for them to be linked to, but they seem to be a little bit too high for the Texans to reach. Early on, there was Luther Burden III, was linked to the Texans. Those are the prospects right now that the Texans have been linked to.
Some of the other, Conley Jr. is one, Simmons from Ohio State, the other tackle. Yep. Those guys have been linked a bit too, but
Well, that's where we're at, man. You've got when we started the segment, you got draft picks. Right as we started, you got more draft picks. You're primed and ready to make a move in this draft. You got a general manager that is not afraid to make a move. You got all the picks that are necessary and the players that the Texans have been linked to. We will find out exactly what the Texans do with that first round pick a little bit later tonight. But between now and then, again, get down here to Avenida Plaza. I'm sorry. They bring the kids down. They got all kind of fields set up, soccer, football, all kind of stuff going on around us with music, and it's starting to fill up. Boys, I need y'all to tell me that I may have stepped outside my bounds a little bit earlier today.
Where?
Well, I was getting me a little workout and went for a little jog. You know, when it gets hot like this, I like to get out and get a bit sweaty. So I went for a little jog, and I'm gonna tell you, I don't know if I'm just old or what, but my damn knees and feet, man, woo. But while I was gone, I was out jogging, and I'm coming back in the down the street. You know, it's not necessarily a neighborhood; it's kind of just a street. I'm coming back in the street, and my wife's pulling out. Well, I get back to the house, and I go before I jump in the shower. I'm gonna take a leak, and I go in there, and old toilet's plugged up.
Oh, it's not flushing. You. This must have been from you earlier.
I mean, I did have a bowel movement earlier, but mine was in the laundry room. I didn't do it in the utility room. I didn't do it in the primary bedroom. So. So I just pulled out the old, Tyler, I just pulled out the old Twitter machine.
When the Twitter spheres?
Yeah. I said, well, look here. I said, y'all ain't gonna believe this. I said, but my wife, she plugged up the old toilet and then left and ran off and went to Pilates and left me no plunger in the bathroom.
Why did you do this?
Well, she,
why did you do this?
She's claiming it wasn't her.
Well, who else? Who the hell else was it?
She's blaming it on me, but I don't believe it. I don't believe
you
so.
Don't believe you
now she could have just used too much toilet paper in her one of her little tinkle sessions. But
ladies are known to do that.
I mean, she claims it wasn't her. I may be in some hot water. It probably wasn't a good idea to talk about it on the radio either. Twitter already got her pretty
like, so because this is we're getting into Nico Harrison territory here. Like, what made you think like?
Man, hey, we all poop.
Plug up the toilet.
No
hit
plunger.
Twitter.
Hit Twitter.
Did you hit her? Did you hit her up before you hit Twitter to ask?
No, I tagged her too.
Oh, tagged her.
I said,
she didn't hide it.
I said, say it ain't so at Lauren Sterner. Say it ain't so. Mm. She responded. She absolutely did not do that. So,
Lauren,
she got some thick skin, man. I mean, look, I ain't gonna get in a doghouse over no tweet, am I?
Nah, or the radio.
Nah, no,
why not, right. Man? Why not?
Just everybody in her life, like her coworkers may be listening, her boss may be listening.
You know her better than I do. Hopefully, you're not making a speech that says like, I knew Lauren had some thoughts about keeping her toilet issues private, but I didn't know it was to that extent that she wanted, like, Nico Harris to go coming up there.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, I mean, social media is the devil a lot of the times, but there is times when it's absolutely
Lauren, listen, I got you back here. I don't know why he does the things he does. But you know you doo-dooed in that toilet. And you know you locked that up. Hey. I don't know. Maybe it was a shrimp scampi. I don't know what it is.
Hold on, Coach.
But you know it. Now just own it.
The people that keep coming at me with like, bro, you're gonna be sleeping in the garage, man. Hey, man, what the hell are you doing?
They bypass the couch.
Oh yeah, man. It's rough. I don't know. We'll see. I'll keep you posted on how it goes.
she said caught you on the couch. No, sleep out there in that hot ass garage. No, I want this couch too.
That's
one of my favorite things with Tyler. Tyler, don't believe in that one. Sleep on the couch. Hell no, sleeping on the couch.
Hell no. I worked hard to get all the money I paid for that couch. I probably moved that couch into my damn house.
Bring that up to Tyler,
and I moved
Tyler
my damn bed into my house and paid for my bed. I'm going to sleep in my bed and not on the couch.
Tyler said you could get your ass on the couch.
Get the hell out of here. Tell me where to sleep. I ain't telling you where to sleep. Sit over there and pout.
Hey, Clint Tyler said the first time that was brought to him, he said, damn it, that's a television show. This is real. I ain't sleeping on that damn couch.
You need to go to sleep on the couch. Let me think. No, I ain't going to be doing it.
He said, hell no, this ain't step by step. Shoot, I'm sleeping.
You can take your ass somewhere if you want.
Say, Boy Meets World, I apologize for Step by Step being the first show that came to mind. All right, coming up, man, we got to get to the man of the hour. If you weren't proud and happy for what you saw from Jalen Green last night, as Clint would say, I don't think I could share a drink with you. I really don't. We got to get into the man of the hour. That was a special, special performance last night. He was the best player on the floor with an all-time great on there. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Hey, Houston fans, I am so happy.